You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday Eve. I'm telling you right now, open a window, open a door. Beautiful. We got the same sort of weather for the next couple of days. The federal government now is shut down for everything except essential services. All right. How does it impact us? Is it going to impact us? What's the impact of the bigger economic picture? Joe Lavorna is a counselor to the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, and I'm happy to say that Joe is joining us. Joe, appreciate you joining us today.
Sure, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on.
The pleasure is mine, but I'm apprehensive here. What exactly is happening and what could happen as this this Democrat shutdown continues?
You basically highlighted it right there with your last comment. The Democrats had 13 continuing resolutions that they had passed in the prior 4 years, the most recent about 6 months ago, if I recall correctly. And all of a sudden now what was good before is not good now, and they have closed the government. So it's not good. It's obviously not a good look. It hurts the economy, creates uncertainty. The White House had highlighted as something the CBO had put out. It's costing the economy at least $400 million per day. And unfortunately, it also creates undue hardship for those workers in the government who do an important role in a variety of capacities. They're not getting their paycheck.
Right.
And a lot of these people, I'm sure, you know, need that paycheck, car payments, credit card bills. Many people, unfortunately, have to live paycheck to paycheck. They're not getting paid. So it's just very disruptive. It's harmful. It's not good. Hopefully, at some point, the Democrats will come to their, you know, come to their senses. We only need a few of them. We'll see what happens.
This is such a bizarre thing, Joe. My dad worked for the federal government for, I think, 40 years after he got out of the Army. So I am not in any way a detractor of those who work for the government. I get it. Lots of great people doing some really, really great work. And it's those real working people who are impacted by this. And yet the Democrats keep telling us, I mean, they told us for years, right? We're the party of the working people, but we who are the working people are always the ones coming up with the short end of the stick with them.
That's right. And in the case of the, you know, of what the Democrats want as it relates to health care for illegal immigrants, I mean, the one big beautiful bill tightened up the restrictions on a lot of the waste and abuse within the system. That was a signature issue for the president. He won on illegal immigration. It was a very, that and the getting the cost of living down, those were central issues for many people. There are 80-20 issues, 80-20 votes.
Yeah.
And there's no way the Republicans are going to back away from that, having just passed the bill in July. So what the Democrats are trying to do is does not make any sense, other than the fact that they're trying to leverage the system in a way that's improper. And I'm just hopeful at some point soon, some sort of sanity will prevail.
Talk about that health care for the illegals. That's an important thing here. And let me remind everybody, Joe LaVorne is joining us, counselor to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Joe, on a personal basis, because this does strike close to home, I have a severely disabled daughter. She's entitled to benefits, right? That's how we look at it. Her benefits were safeguarded and secured because of that one big, beautiful bill. They kept her benefits protected, and all that the president did, and let me tell you, it's a great thing that he did, but what he did was to say to illegals, no, you're not entitled to tax dollars from other folks. It just doesn't work that way. Right?
Well, they're not citizens and have come here illegally. So,
right.
I mean, it seems like the case is shut and closed. I mean, why are we even debating it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah.
The whole thing is absurd.
It is absolutely absurd. And yet the Democrats seem to be hanging their heads on that. Look, you talked about $400 million a day. You're a numbers guy. I'm not. But you tell me, can our economy recover from losing that $400 million a day, or is this all just money that's floating away?
Well, fortunately, the people who are not getting paid, government workers, will eventually get back pay. Obviously, it's not the right way to run the government. It's the way the Democrats want to do it. But whatever the case may be, people will get paid. Foundationally, the president has built a very strong economy because in the second quarter, his first full quarter in office, the economy grew almost 4%. It was led by the private sector, in particular particular capital spending, companies investing in capital.
Yep.
That's confidence in the future. When companies invest in capital, they hire people. We're seeing the same thing in the third quarter with growth potentially being also close to 4%.
Wow.
So that's telling you there's confidence in the outlook. That's President Trump. Now, the labor market is weak, but that's only because the labor market wasn't never as strong as people thought it was when the prior president, Biden, was in office.
Yep.
We've revised down employment 2 million workers in the past 2 years. All of a sudden, that handoff, that great economy we were told we had, evaporated. There were phony, fake jobs. They didn't exist.
Yep.
So if the government shutdown does not last for long, I'm hopeful somehow it won't. Uncertainty gets cleared up. We go back to the business of governing. The Trumpian economy will survive and thrive, no question about it. It's just in the short term, there is unnecessary pain occurring. That's no fault of the Republicans. And we're going to have to see what happens. But I do think the economy will be fine. It's in good hands with President Trump.
No doubt about it. I think it's in the best hands it's been in for at least 4 or 5 years.
And
no
Jeff,
doubt about that.
And Jeff, I want to just add one other thing. You know, Secretary Bessent is proud because the IRS is working on guidelines, finishing those up for the no tax on tips. That's very important. That's going to include digital content creators. They're going to get the benefit. There's no tax on overtime, reduced Social Security taxes. That's going to give the economy a big lift in 26 when people get their refunds. So there's a lot of reasons, despite the hardship in the short term with the shutdown, there's a lot of reasons to be upbeat on 26.
It is an exciting time. I'm so happy to see that these guidelines now coming out on no tax on tips. This is going to be a huge addition to people's pockets. This is real money that they're going to get to put into fixing a house, buying a house, making sure they're living the American dream.
That's exactly right. It's hugely popular. It's one of the signature pieces of legislation, or I should say ideas, the president came up with. I mean, no sooner did he mention it, the opposing party stole it literally immediately as their own.
Yep.
So you could see how good an idea it was, although I think, you know, we're certainly implementing it in a way that they never would have been able to be successful with.
Yeah.
But again, the president wants to improve everyday Americans getting higher, lower middle-income wages, get those wages higher. We're seeing what we call a real blue-collar wage boom. Through the first 8 months of the year, President Trump has generated real wage growth above 1%, which is the fastest, effectively, for a first-term administration in 60 years. I mean, there's a lot of really good things happening, and I appreciate the opportunity for me to come in and highlight the president's policies, of which the Secretary Bessent's been instrumental in enacting the president's vision. So there's a lot of good things to talk about. So I think we want to be optimistic, but again, we want to get this government reopened.
We need to get this government reopened. I think it is, as you pointed out here, Joe, as the president has said, everybody has said this, that sees what's going on. It's a matter of time. How many times will there be a vote called in the Senate? Senator Thune says, okay, we're going to vote on this. The Democrats voted down. At some point, even the most extreme crazy leftist in that party, and they now clearly control that party, even they are going to have to say, all right, that's it.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to fly that white flag.
Well, yeah, well, I'm not optimistic that they're going to come to their senses. We only need five of them, Jeff. Okay. We get five of them. I believe that's the number.
Okay.
So, it'd be great if everybody came over on board, but that's fantasy land.
Well, we got to get it reopened at some point, but again, not at the expense of the American people, not at the expense of our disabled community and hardworking community who's going to lose benefits with what it is the Democrats have planned. Joe, I got to thank you so much for being here. Please, you tell the secretary that there are a lot of us out here in the real world he's never met, he's never spoken to, but man, do we appreciate what he's doing, what the president is doing, what you and that team there are doing. You are making Americans' lives better. You stay the course, stay strong. A lot of people out here got your back.
Well, thank you, and that's certainly a sentiment for Secretary Bessent we hear time and time again, and we obviously very thankful for the president for having the foresight to put the secretary in the position where he could thrive and make all Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, make their lives better.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Onward and upward.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, my friend. That is Joe LaVorna. He is with the Treasury Department, counselor to the secretary, Secretary Scott Bessent. And you heard, now, that's interesting. He says he's not actually all that optimistic about any more Democrats other than the five coming over. I'm going to disagree with him on that. I'm going to tell you that at some point they're going to have to blink. They have to do it. Because they are already losing the PR campaign, and that is one thing they hate to do. You want the American economy to thrive? Let's get the right things done. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping. Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.